I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, August 9th. An armed carjacking in Quincy Point last night has led to two arrests. Police say two men carjacked a motorist at gunpoint on Edwards Street at about 10:45 last night. The driver was forced out of his vehicle. The suspects fled but crashed a short time later on Main Street. From there, the carjackers got into an Uber and forced the Uber driver to drive them until they reached the Furnacebrook Rotary, where police stopped the vehicle and arrested both suspects. The men in their 20s from Boston are being held on numerous charges until an appearance today in Quincy District Court. A gun was recovered from the suspects. No one was hurt. Hanover police say a Quincy woman and an accomplice shoplifted from a major retailer, then tried to get away in a car where officers also recovered an illegal gun. Ashley Fowles and Mazika Slay Mizari are charged with stealing merchandise on Monday night and then fleeing in a vehicle. Police stopped the car and spotted a gun on the floor of the driver's side. Fowles reportedly was pulled from the vehicle after resisting arrest. Officers recovered a loaded, unregistered gun in the car along with the stolen merchandise. Fowles was ordered held on $15,000 bail at her arraignment in Hingham District Court. Mizari was released on personal recognizance. Police say the pair are known shoplifters. The Quincy Planning Board is recommending that the current site of the MBTA bus garage on Hancock Street be rezoned as open space. The board this week unanimously voted to rezone the property at 954 Hancock Street from Residence D to open space. Ward 5 Councilor Dan Minton had proposed the open space ordinance as a way to prevent future development once the T moves from their current garage to the new facility being built on Bergen Parkway. The City Council still has to approve the rezoning to open space. Previously, Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch had said he hoped the T would transfer that property to the city, and that he'd like to develop an indoor sports complex at that site. Property consists of almost 4 acres. However, a large part of that is undevelopable due to wetlands. Quincy Planning Board is reviewing a proposal for the construction of 3 new residential buildings with a total of 5 units on Sumner Street in Quincy Point. A developer is proposing to tear down an existing single-family home and a 2-family home at 97 and 101 Sumner Street and build the new development. Ward 2 Councilor Richard Ash told the board this week that there are concerns about traffic, drainage, and green space. However, he says most residents support the plan. The development would include garage and exterior parking with a total of 13 spaces. The Planning Board continued that hearing until October 16th. Quincy Public Schools are receiving a $300,000 grant from Beth Israel Leahy to increase mental health and substance use services for students. The funds will be used to hire, train, and support community-based behavioral health navigators who will work to identify, understand, and effectively connect residents experiencing mental health and substance use issues to appropriate support and assistance. The grants will also fund educational activities focused on increasing awareness of available mental health and substance use resources. Beth Israel has identified behavioral health as a priority in its service area. Quincy Schools are one of 4 institutions receiving $300,000 grants. The others were in Haverhill, Lynn, and Peabody. Quincy College has received state funding to expand its instruction of English to speakers of other languages, or ESOL, free of charge beginning this fall. The almost $453,000 grant from the Massachusetts Department of Elementary and Secondary Education will cover the cost of 2 additional levels of free ESOL courses to meet growing community demand throughout the 2025 fiscal year. Program benefits those who are underserved, unemployed, underemployed, and bilingual and are seeking to improve their English skills. Covers the cost of books, course materials, and technology, and is designed for students to enhance their English proficiency as well as create a pathway for their entry to certificate, associate's or bachelor's degree programs at Quincy College. Well, a new park will be dedicated in Quincy today, the Quincy Navy Park at Squantum. And Lone Sailor Statue will be dedicated at Marina Bay at 10 a.m. The park honors Navy veterans and the shipbuilding history and former Naval Air Station in Squantum. The park will also feature the Lone Sailor Statue, which represents a petty officer in World War II. There are only 19 Lone Sailor statues in the world. Quincy's will be the first in Massachusetts. The park will also feature the bell from the third USS Quincy, which was built in Quincy. Six Navy admirals and six other residents, all with Quincy connections, will also be honored. Retired General Joseph Dunford, former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff from Quincy, will serve as today's Master of Ceremonies. State Veterans Services Secretary John Santiago, Congressman Stephen Lynch, and Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll will also speak at today's event. Manet Community Health Center is holding a walk-in blood pressure clinic from 9 to 3:30 today at their new center, which is inside the Yawkey Housing Resource Center on Broad Street in Quincy. The clinic is the final event to recognize National Health Center Week all this week. The Friends of the Ruth Gordon Amphitheater Friends Fridays events continue tonight at 6 p.m. with a performance by Fat City Band. And on Sunday, the Friends of the Ruth Gordon Amphitheater present Friends Rock Music Festival from 2 to 8 p.m. The Friends of Wollaston Beach will present Kids Fest on Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. on the beach between Beach Street and Davis Street, just south of the Wollaston Yacht Club. The signature events will include a DJ, splash pad, games, face painting, kites, coloring books, a photo booth, and a water truck. The Norfolk County RSVP program is holding their annual volunteer luncheon recognition ceremony today at the Four Points Sheraton in Norwood. Volunteers will be treated to a full-service lunch, gifts, certificates of achievement, raffles, and some live music. Check of business news this morning, and stocks were higher. The Dow was up 683 points yesterday. The NASDAQ rose 464. The S&P up 119. Asian stocks also higher. The dollar fell. The euro is up. Oil at $76 a barrel. In sports, the Red Sox are back home at Fenway tonight. Open up a series with the Astros beginning at 7. And the Patriots beat Carolina Panthers 17-3 Gillette Stadium in the first preseason game last night. The National Weather Service forecast for today, calling for showers, warmer and more humid with a high of 82 degrees. This evening, a lingering shower, low of 64. Tomorrow, showers in the morning, but then clearing and turning warm and humid. High tomorrow of 86 degrees. Sunday, mostly sunny and a high of 83. Monday, sunny and pleasant, a high 80 degrees. The marine forecast calling for a 2-foot waves, winds southeast 5 to 10, increasing 10 to 15, and then gusting to 25 knots at times. Small craft advisory goes into effect this afternoon through tomorrow morning. High tide at 3:30 p.m. Sunrise 5:45, sets at 7:52. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, August 9th.